I now give the floor to Ukraine.
Mr. Chair, thank you for giving me the floor. It gives me a pleasure on behalf of the government of Ukraine to extend congratulations to Director General on his new appointment. We are looking forward to continue our efficient cooperation. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, in revenge for its military losses on the ground, Russia continues terrorizing Ukrainian civilians, Ukrainian farmers by attacking critical infrastructure, resulting in significant casualties and destructions. The clearest evidence of Russia's terrorist actions in Ukraine, which happened 1 month ago, was a destruction of the Kakhovka Dam. The Kakhovka Reservoir is the main source of water in the south part of Ukraine. According to preliminary estimates, approximately 3,000 hectares of agricultural land on the right bank of Dnipro River, and also several times more on the left bank, which is now under occupation, were flooded and cannot be cultivated. After destruction, the problem of irrigation becomes the biggest one in the agriculture of southern part of Ukraine. The Kakhovka Reservoir supplied water to more than 300,000 hectares of farmland, where we used to harvest about 4 million tons of grain and oil seeds before the Russian full-scale invasion. This disaster will stop the water supply for irrigation systems. Therefore, this is not only an agriculture and environmental issue, but also a social one. In response to this devastation, government of Ukraine, together with FAO, works on realization of the post-disaster need assessment to define a recovery strategy. In addition to this fact, now the whole world must be aware of the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Common security depends entirely on global attention to the actions of the occupiers at this plant. Dear participants, according to the recent assessment made by the government of Ukraine, the direct damage toll to Ukraine's agriculture reached $9 billion. Indirect losses in Ukrainian agriculture due to the war reached $34 billion, which include the Russian blockage of food exports from the Ukrainian ports and losses due to lower production. The Black Sea Grain Initiative continues to make a crucial contribution to the efforts of the United Nations to address global food insecurity by helping to bring down prices by preserving an essential source of humanitarian relief supplies for the World Food Program. But Russia now has completely stopped registering a new fleet since June 26, which indicates its intention to disrupt food supplies to world markets. If the registration of vessels will not be restored, the grain supplies will be completely stopped. We support the statement of the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul that all parties to the agreement should immediately ensure access to food export vessels, as this creates a food danger for the entire world market. Only through joint efforts, the world can stop Russia's food blackmail. We call on conference to reaffirm the decisions on the implications on world food security and agriculture arising from the aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine, adopted by the FAO Council and by the European Regional Conference at its 33rd session. Ukraine welcomes the continued concerted efforts of the international community to put global food security at the forefront of their activities and support multilateral efforts to find acceptable solutions to mitigate the food crisis. Dear colleagues, lastly, I would like to emphasize an issue that it is extremely important for Ukraine. This is the mining of Ukrainian lands. Unfortunately, Ukraine cannot cope with the challenge on its own, and the process is very slow. We are grateful to FAO, World Food Program, and international partners who are involved in this process. Currently, only almost 10% of prioritized areas are demined. At the same time, active hostilities continue. So current figure does not include millions of hectares of land temporarily occupied by the aggressor. After the victory, this amount will increase many times over, while Ukraine's ability to implement such projects on its own is unlikely to increase. Distinguished delegates and colleagues, Ukraine withstands not only military forces of the enemy, but also huge pressure on Ukrainian economy, including agriculture. Nevertheless, we fight and will fight for freedom and democracy values. Thank you very much for your attention.